I understand that. I just think there is something to be said for, well, if it's all open, why don't we get to choose who decides? Now, I think if we were going to decide, you actually would be a pretty good guy to decide, because I respect you and I like you, and I think you're very smart. But what if it was Perez Hilton? You know, I mean, okay. Let me just ask you this. I mean, I also respect Edward Snowden. Obviously, this debate wouldn't be happening without Edward Snowden. But I was wondering if you would agree with me that every time he opens his mouth, he also says something completely nuts. He reminds me a lot of Ron Paul. I agree with what he says, I nod along, and then he says something totally batshit. I mean, Edward, let me give you some quotes from Edward. Go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
Here are some Edward Snowden quotes.
All right, go ahead.
He said, these programs were never about terrorism. They're about social control and diplomatic manipulation. Well, that's crazy. They were about stopping terrorism. They may have gone too far. But everybody in the government isn't out to get you. He said, they can use this system to go back in time and scrutinize every decision you've ever made, every friend you've ever discussed something with. This is nuts, right?
No, Bill, what's nuts is the fact that you think that's nuts. And let me just explain why. A lot of the stories that we've reported have nothing to do with terrorism. They're spying on economic summits in Latin America, oil companies in Brazil, democratically elected leaders of our closest allies who have nothing to do with terrorism. His point is that, of course, some of this is directed at terrorism, but this massive system that has been built, a huge bulk of it, has nothing to do with national security. It has to do with the reason that people in political power always want to surveil their populations is because it does give greater power. And as far as slowing down the internet, that comes right from documents that we publish where the NSA collects everything and then stores it for a long enough time to, in their words, slow down the internet so that they can go back at any time and see your entire history, where you've browsed, what kind of search terms you've entered, with whom you've been speaking. I mean, look, he's a 29-year-old who's not a trained politician. He doesn't have aides whispering in his ear what he should say. He's not adept at that. That's what makes him so impressive. It was an act of conscience that he just stepped forward as an ordinary person and did this.
No one is arguing with that, Glenn. What I said is every time he opens his mouth, he always says something fucking nuts. And when he says every friend, they know every friend you've ever discussed something with, we'll just have to agree to disagree on what's fucking nuts. Okay. Let me ask him one final question. What would happen if you came home now?
It's a good question. It's one that we've been trying to find out the answer to, and the government doesn't seem to want to share with us their thoughts on that question. There's obviously been a lot of leading media and political figures who have advocated that what I've done is criminal, what other journalists have done is criminal. The British government, the servant of the United States government, is claiming that what we've done is terrorism. There's criminal investigations pending. So I'm not going to go ahead and roll the dice. We're trying to find out as much as we can. And at the moment, the U.S. government is not too talkative on those questions.
All right. Well, you can stay in my guest house if you need to come back. I'm with you. Glenn Greenwald,
thank you
very much from Rio. Okay, thanks, Glenn.